Adams, Adamley, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Unless you have been living under a rock, you probably have heard this story already being updated. Here we go again. The House of Representatives have passed a bill to disallow TikTok.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show here on the Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
All right. So I was putting shows together the other day, as in yesterday, and I was looking for anything. I go to all the news sites and I look for a story. I do the 7 days and 70 seconds. I look for a story. I began to notice all these different stories that we have covered on Rock School that all have new updated information.
Uh-oh.
And the thing is, I found 9 of them immediately.
Really?
So for no other good reason than, hey, let's tell you what's happening with this thing, I decided to grab the 9 that I liked. And what I'm going to do is, hey, remember the show? Yeah. Well, here's the new information for it. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Update.
It's just that simple. Do you remember a while back we talked about Deezer and Universal Music Group deciding to do something called artist-centric model?
Yes.
The idea was that they were going to get rid of, or at least declassify in some way, all the music that hadn't received enough, what do you call it, hits, listens, that kind
right.
of stuff.
Right.
The number 1,000 was thrown around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and it wasn't my idea. I got it from a person who wrote an opinion piece on it. And I wish I could remember his name. I didn't want to go back and go over every other thing that we did, just that we talked about it. He stated, and I agreed with him, that Deezer is going to label music, quote, useless. That's their words. Is going to useless music. And then they're not going to declassify it. They're just going to flat out delete it. It's not illegal. It's their site. They can do as they wish.
Right.
And you know, that's not going to happen. Everyone's, oh, it's crazy. Well, guess what?
Are there any hits on there?
Oh, yeah. It is a music streaming service that's out of France.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it has a heavy French influence. And if you go and you look, just what are the top songs on Deezer?
Mm-hmm.
They have it worldwide. They have it in the UK. They have it in France. They have it in the United States. Da, 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 da. So, I looked, and Deezer has gone ahead and done it. The thing that, no, that won't happen. Absolutely not. Yeah, they deleted 22 million songs.
Wait, I thought you said they were going to do 1,000.
No, I think the idea was if your music has 1,000 listens.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. You stay put.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they've just gotten rid of 22 million songs, literally 13% of their entire catalog.
Whoa.
Of music. And because that happened, it's not just Universal Group anymore. Warner Brothers has signed up as well. So now, it's going to keep going. What'll happen is you either get X number of plays or your music has to come down.
Mm.
Now, there was one other thing that I suggested is that if they can get paid for the music that no one's listening to, like my music is up on Spotify right now. I got 4 albums up there. And if you listen to it, that's great, but I haven't hit 1,000 listens on any of my songs. So nothing's stopping. See, I think this is going to get picked up. Nothing's stopping all these streaming places from just simply getting rid of the songs that aren't being listened to.
Right.
Or, and I think this is where it's going, do you want your music out there just to have your music out there? And I kind of do. Okay, you owe us another $20 per month. I'd pay it. Why? Just so I can say I've got four albums up there, and every so often someone will listen to them, because if you get an email from me, all the links are at the bottom of my email.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd pay the $20. But no, they're not going to erase music. Well, they did.
Oh.
22 million songs.
Wow.
So I went and I grabbed the Deezer top streamed music, and number one was, at least the time I looked, Easy on Me by Adele. Here you go, on Rock School.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope, I chose to do. So go easy on me.
Okay, coming out of Adele, do you remember back in January of 2022, we were talking about Joe Rogan? And the main reason we were talking about Joe Rogan was because Neil Young and some other artists, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, all pulled their music off of Spotify.
Yep.
As a protest.
Yes, they did.
For Joe Rogan spreading misinformation about COVID. Except generally he wasn't. Yeah, he had some nut bars on, but generally wasn't. Because now that it's happened, we all kind of, you know, do you remember it was illegal at one point in time on the internet to say that there was a chance that this was released from a lab?
Right.
I mean, they would declassify you. They would kick you off the whole schmeal. Now, I think it's like a 95% chance that it wasn't a bat in a wet market.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any wet markets here in the United States?
Probably.
Well, it must be rainy, I guess. Neil Young made a big thing about it. Well, guess what?
Guess what?
He's coming back to Spotify.
Welcome back, Neil.
There you go. To which you say, why? Isn't he making enough money? Well, I'm probably fine with money. I have to believe Neil Young is a very wealthy man. However, Spotify's exclusive contract with Joe Rogan is over. And since, and by the way, that's one of the next things we're going to talk about. Remember we did a whole show on Joe Rogan and his $100 million podcast contract?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, pff, that's nothing.
Really?
That's been updated as well, but we'll get there. According to Neil Young, I think he had to come back at some point in time. He said, quote, "My decision comes as music services Apple and Amazon have started serving the same disinformation that the podcast features that I had opposed on Spotify." What he's actually saying is that the new contract that Joe Rogan has does not have an exclusivity clause to it. So Rogan can go on 10 different places if he wanted.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you when we talk about Rogan why Spotify would want that. We'll get to it here in just a minute. So according to Young, he's on every other place. So what the heck? I got to go back. Quote, "I cannot leave Apple and Amazon like I did Spotify because my music would have very little streaming outlet to music lovers at all. So I have returned to Spotify in sincere hopes that Spotify sound quality will improve and people will be able to hear and feel the music just as we made it." Spotify uses something called, I think it's OOG. Maybe it's OGG. No, I think it's OOG.
Are you down with OGG?
I don't know. Yeah, you know me. So there you go. The whole thing with him getting upset, it was only a matter of time, and it was approximately 2 years. So now Neil Young is back on Spotify. Ta-da! Here's Neil Young on Rock School. Doing updates on the Rock School show today. Do you remember in 2016 when Donald Trump was running against Hillary Clinton? Donald was doing so many of his rallies, bringing the media in and pointing at them, fake news, fake news, fake news, and all
right.
That. He would always enter to a song. and the artist whose songs were used would get upset.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look, if you own your music, that's one thing. Like Prince owns his own music, Don McLean owns his own music. But if your music is owned by publishing houses, which is like 90% of every song ever created, all Donald Trump had to do was pay the money.
Yeah, pay the money.
Right. And then he would have gotten the ability to use the song. The problem is he wasn't paying the money and people didn't understand the law. So the remaining members of Queen came out and got upset. A bunch of other people got upset. Dream On was played. Aerosmith got upset. Well, one of the most vocal human beings was Sinead O'Connor. Because what he played was Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah.
Now, even though Prince wrote it, she still stepped up and said, knock it off. Don't use my music. And she made a monstrous stink out of it and blah, 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 blah. Okay. What's the update? Sinead O'Connor has passed on. True. However,
what's in her will, huh?
In February of this year, Donald Trump did a rally and he played Nothing Compares to You. In March 2024, the estate of Sinead O'Connor has formally asked Donald Trump to stop using her music at political rallies. The singer's estate told BBC News, quote, it was no exaggeration to say that Sinead would have been disgusted, hurt, and insulted by his use of her music. So, welcome to Full Circle, ladies and gentlemen. It's the circle of life, Simba. It starts with Sinead O'Connor, and we're back to it. Right to Sinead O'Connor. Because you know what I mean, Tammy?
What's that?
Nothing compares the number to the letter U. Huh?
Oh, huh? Nice.
I see.
Nice.
See? Thank you very much. To Sinead O'Connor on Rock School.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go.
Okay, you were just talking about the fact that Sinead O'Connor, or her estate, really doesn't have the ability to stop Donald Trump from using her music.
Right.
Because if Donald Trump has paid the rights, or the venue he's walking into has paid what's known as a PPL, I think, then there's nothing she can do to stop him. So what they're doing is they're asking him to do it voluntarily. Mm-hmm. But if I know not Donald Trump, he'll just go on. But the thing you asked was, well, what about the people who have sold their music to Hipgnosis?
Right, which is a lot of people this year.
I got an update on Hipgnosis, but I can't do it now because I have to talk about Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Spotify bought the Joe Rogan podcast in May of 2020 for $100 million. We did a whole show about what got Neil Young upset about and all those kind of things, and we reported that the original $100 million was paid off in 3 months. In fact, I did it in front of my class the other day. I'm teaching podcasting this semester. I did it in front of my class, and I said, look, $100 million, and look, it's 11 million people listening. Each one of them paid $5 to hear it, and here's how much his advertising is. Mathematics, mathematics, 3 months. Okay? Joe Rogan in February signed a new deal with Spotify for $250 million.
My gosh.
There are not many details. However, the big one is already out, and that's that Joe Rogan's podcast is no longer exclusive to Spotify. What? Why would they do that?
Well, yeah, why would they do that?
Two reasons. Consistency, just to keep them on the channel. And furthermore, Spotify wants to pivot to video. And the reason they want to pivot to video is because YouTube is taking too much Spotify money because there's a visual with it.
Gotcha.
Have you noticed that you and I don't look at Spotify a lot? We have it in our car.
No, I didn't know you could look.
If you play just about any song that has a video, there is a video playing in the background while it's going on.
Okay, I did know that.
When you go to listen to Joe Rogan right now, go look at the Joe Rogan listings. It's usually audio only with video. So they're like, go ahead, put it up on YouTube if you want.
Mm.
We are going to become the new YouTube.
Okay.
So $250 million. I did the mathematics. It will take about 6 to 8 months.
Oh, he's cheap, huh?
And his money will be paid to him. They will receive the money back, and it is pure gravy.
Woo!
But here's the other thing. Rogan may have $250 million from this thing, but the difference is now, and you say, but wait a minute, haven't clips been on YouTube forever? Yes, but they're never monetized. He can't make money off of YouTube. Well, now, thanks to this deal, he can.
Goodness.
He can monetize YouTube. He can monetize Apple Podcasts. He can monetize all those things. So he's about to have multiple streams of income, not just from the podcast,
mm-hmm.
but the little clips and all that kind of stuff. If you do the mathematics in your head, in the next 4 years, Joe Rogan could indeed become the first billionaire podcaster.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Who's listening to us?
Oh, I have no idea. WMCE Erie, PA.
Thanks for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
Back in a minute here in Rock School. Out of the break, we have already mentioned Hipgnosis. This was the investment firm that was buying up the catalogs of musicians. You were talking about can Hipgnosis sell the music to Donald Trump to play? Well, if they own it, yes, absolutely. And by the way, they really want to sell the music to Donald Trump. But why, you say? Are they Republicans? No, they're losing money.
What?
The stock of Hipgnosis has fallen by half. They've shuffled all the people at the top and have started selling off their music catalogs.
Uh-oh.
Says here that 20,000 unspecified, quote, non-core songs were sold for $23.1 million on the London Stock Exchange to make them solvent. Again, it says here the company blames rising interest rates for the disinterest in classic music. Other websites simply suggest the idea had its time, but no longer has it. Well, that's nice, but there is also another player on the block
mm-hmm.
that people are running to.
Yeah.
It's called Pop House. Cyndi Lauper just sold her entire catalog
Get
to them.
Out.
So it may be the Hipgnosis was the first of the bunch. But it's like the first guy who beat Mike Tyson. Everybody looked and went, oh, that's how you do it. So they're coming after them. Cyndi Lauper here on Rock School.
All through the night, I'll be awake and I'll be with you. All through the night, this precious time, when time is new. All through the night.
Ooh. Okay, coming into the bottom of the hour, I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
All right, we talked about Taylor Swift a few shows back, the billion streams and the fact that she might be the first billion-dollar tour. If you remember, number two was Elton John's Goodbye Tour, and it was called Farewell Yellow Brick Road. Well, I have an update on old Taylor. We just watched Taylor's Eras Tour on Disney Plus. Respectable.
Swift me.
Yeah, I Swift me, man.
Is that a term?
Yes, it is. It is now. The thing is, it was well done. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, but you can't put her down for what she created.
Nope.
It's excellent.
Good dancing, good singing.
And I can tell you that's exactly what it's going to look like when she hosts the Super Bowl halftime.
Nice.
Next time around.
Nice.
And, yeah, just there's another one for you. Another what do you call it? Prediction. Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds, April 8th, all the way through April 14th. Tammy, you got Monday. Do it.
April 8th, 1977, The Clash released their self-titled debut.
The only band that matters, the most important band in the world. April 9th, 1965, Bruce Johnston, who I have interviewed, by the way, becomes the permanent replacement for Brian Wilson in the Beach Boys.
April 10, 1962, Stuart Sutcliffe, original bassist of the Beatles, dies of a brain aneurysm.
April 11, 1978, Liberace performs on The Muppet Show, singing 5'2", Eyes of Blue, with oh, what those 5 feet can do. Has anybody seen my guy? Thank you very much.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
April 12, 1976, Bob Seger releases Live Bullet.
Singing for his life. April 13th, 1994, Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley separate. They would divorce less than a year later. And then April 14th, 2016, Prince plays his final concert. The last song he plays live is Purple Rain. He will die less than a week later. Taylor Swift. Do you remember me saying that I got a real good chance to be the first tour to ever gross $1 billion?
Yeah.
It did it. The latest Pollstar rankings, literally the industry gold star standard of those who track concerts, suggests that the final rankings of 2023 places Taylor at $1.06 billion. $200 million of that is merch sale alone. On top of it, she is the highest grossing concert movie ever, $250 million. Now, the question becomes, could she bring a total of $2 billion? According to Pollstar, it's possible. It's not probable, but it's possible. However, there is a suggestion that Taylor Swift, once she is done with every one of her stops, takes a year and then does the tour again.
Woo.
Do the exact same tour again. Some people say don't even stop. I think she's going to have to.
Oh, it's exhausting.
I can't imagine.
Hours?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But do the whole tour again. Name it the same tour. It's entirely possible she will gross, according to Pollstar, $3 billion.
Wow.
And this is when people are saying, you know, what's Taylor Swift worth? She's worth $1 billion. No, she's not. She is part of a $1 billion tour, but that money ain't hers. She can't pull that out and go do things with it. It's like, you know, how much does the person who owns the store downtown, what is he worth? Well, everything in the store. No, until somebody buys it, he's actually out that money. So is she worth multi-millions? Absolutely. But no, she's not a billionaire. She ain't Paul McCartney. It's Taylor Swift here on Rock School.
The way my blue eyes shined, put those Georgia stars to shame that night. I said that's a lie. Just a boy in a Chevy truck that had a tendency of getting stuck. He said the way my blue eyes shined, put those Georgia stars to shame that night. I said that's a lie.
Coming into the second break, back in 2012, we did a show about holograms. And it actually won an International Communicator Award. Think Radio Grammy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We got your name on a statue, lady. I suggested that even though now we have touring artists, like you can see Michael Jackson touring around. I mean, you can see people who have passed being, shows being put on. And some of them are pretty gosh darn elaborate. I made the statement, why would an older artist, say a Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
Why not have a young Bruce Springsteen come out and open the Bruce Springsteen show?
Nice.
Playing only his first album and maybe some from his second. And then, the big giant hits, you then allow Bruce himself to create. I thought that was a great idea. And I've had people say to me, no one's going to do that. Why would you give up half of the songs that you're going to play? Yeah, it happened. This past July of 2023, Drake started his It's All a Blur tour. I love that title. And his opening act was guess who?
Who?
Young Drake.
Oh.
As a hologram.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have anywhere you're wrong? Constantly. Take my word for it, but I'm not going to point them out. Who's listening?
WBSD, Burlington, Wisconsin.
That's our first affiliate. Still with us?
Still there.
Excellent. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Of the break. Unless you have been living under a rock, you probably have heard this story already being updated. Here we go again. The House of Representatives have passed a bill to disallow TikTok in the U.S. unless it diverges from the communist China owner ByteDance. No. I don't know how you enforce this. Why don't you just create a law? Everybody stop breathing. Really? How are you going to enforce this? Oh, well, we'll take the app off everyone's phone. Good luck. It's only half a second before somebody figures out a way to get around it. A VPN to begin with.
Right.
I don't see how you can. I understand the idea of it, but I do not know how you can enforce this. Anyway, back in April of 2022, it came up and we talked about it. No action was taken. The thing we were talking about is the fact that TikTok was basically one of the last places you had a shot at getting a hit.
Yep.
In fact, you still do. They were having all these neat little cozy copyright relationships with like Universal Music. And now because of this silly thing, Universal Music is running from them and such.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The foreign, what's it called here? The Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, or the passed 253-65 on the floor Wednesday, March 13th. Everybody is saying it's not a ban. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The only way it could not be a ban is if ByteDance sells it to hopefully a U.S. corporation. But who in the world are we to tell another sovereign country what they should do with their stuff? China will probably just go, yeah, you go do what you want to do. The kids will find a way to do it. ByteDance is currently legally required to share data with the Chinese government upon request. Again, I don't like it, but how in the world are you going to enforce this? That's my question. You know what's the really funny part of this whole thing? Back in 22, Donald Trump was the one that wanted to get rid of it. What do you think Donald Trump thinks about it now? He opposes the ban.
Oh, wow.
Why? Well, quote, this is Donald Trump, without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger, and I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, Trump said in an interview to CNBC. So you'd rather give it to the Communist Party?
No.
What?
No.
Huh?
Keep him off social media.
According to CNBC, if someone was to buy the platform from ByteDance, conservatively,
right?
$60 billion.
No.
Oh, I'll bet.
Even Taylor can't do that.
Not yet, but yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Whoa.
So what I did was I went to the top streamed songs on TikTok, ByteDance, basically. Top streamed songs. The top one was one I didn't recognize. It was, you know, so-and-so featuring so-and-so featuring so-and-so along with what have you, you know. The second one, do you remember the song, What You Won't Do For Love and I Can't Let Go? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's the number two song right now. And the only reason I can think that it is, I don't know enough about TikTok. I don't even have the app. But the only reason I can think is because it's become something. It's become
a
TikTok dance.
Oh, it's a dance, maybe?
It's become a TikTok thing, like, I don't know, eating cinnamon or what have you. Right. It's the number two song right now on TikTok. Go figure. Here you go on Rock School.
Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know
by the way, we looked it up while Bobby Caldwell was singing What You Won't Do For Love. He is so popular on TikTok right now because the horn riff, ba-ba-bum-bum-bum, ba-ba-bum-bum-bum, that. While that plays, people make little 30-second to 1-minute videos showing foods that they adore, mainly combinations of food. The one that was on the story was a kid who was taking Nutella and putting it into a, what do you call it, taco? What's that thing
tortilla.
A tortilla.
Tortilla.
And was eating it. And, you know, okay, fine. My favorite sandwich growing up was two pieces of white bread, a slice of that cheese that's in the wrapper, you know, that comes apart.
Yeah, the American cheese.
Yeah, the American cheese. And then A1 sauce.
So, what do you mean A1 sauce?
I just pour the A1 sauce on it.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Then microwave it. Weird, I know.
No!
Yeah. But I ate a ton of them.
Oh, my God.
I'd eat it right this second.
Hey, pause so everybody can throw up.
I'd eat one right now. But see, that would be my TikTok. And you'd play Bobby Caldwell.
Oh. Da, so, da, 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 da.
That's right. That's why he's there. And it'll die. And then something else will come up. We do a show. It's the final show of every year, people who passed during that year. And by the way, Bobby Caldwell passed away 2013. So, and TikTok didn't know who he was. They just thought that piece of music was cute. However, because we do that, I wanted to do one more update on a person who has passed. This just happened about 2 days ago. We are recording this show on 3/16, March 16th. So this must have been March 14th. The person who died was Shigeki Negishi, N-E-G-I-S-H-I, Shigeki Negishi. There's no way I said that correctly. It's
no.
Japanese name. He invented the Sparko box. Anybody, anybody? It is the first karaoke machine.
What did he call it? The Sparko box?
The Sparko box.
Oh, I love that.
Something tells me that was also Japanese and is not quite translating exactly as it should. But he died at 100 years old and in an earlier interview claimed the first song sung to was Yoshio Kodama's Mujo no Yume. Again, There's no way I got that correct. He said he did it at a singing party at his house. And for one more piece of trivia, karaoke translates loosely to empty orchestra.
Nice.
That it's not really an update, but I only found 8 things to talk about, and I thought that was really interesting, and I had to finish the show somehow. So there you go. What song are you going to play? Well, my wife knows this. I have won awards for my karaoke. They were all, and I'm not kidding.
Da, 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 da,
no, I'm not playing Bobby Caldwell again. I have won awards. I took 3rd place in a get-together on a ship one time, and the woman heard me sing, and she goes, "My God, I can see into your soul." And then I took 3rd, so she didn't see that far into my soul. But the last cruise we went on, I received the award for Best Karaoke Singer.
Yeah.
What is the song that is my first go-to? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I thought...
What was this? What's the song I always go to?
Well, now I don't know.
Travis Tritt, T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
There you go.
That's
that wasn't
the first one I sing all the time. That's what got me the award. I'd like to thank the Academy, all my friends, family, God, just wonderful. Here's Travis Tritt. That's the end of the show. Goodbye. Class is dismissed.
Dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just won.